Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, others, and the world around you. Thank you so much for inviting us on your journey. If you have questions, please go to the Meet Catherine Here room at the new online ashram at CatherineColleen.com. The link is in the show notes. Sign up for the email list. When you're on the email list, you'll get a primer that tells you all about the stages so you can follow along, understand these stages that we're talking about. And you can simply write back to that email to ask your questions. Today we're going to be talking about some questions that I get from my students quite often on starting to mentor other people. And this is a really great and important topic. Before we dive into that, a quick shout out to new listeners in Mountain View, California. Thank you for this connection. We're so excited to have you here. So starting to mentor others, now that you've found yourself comfortably in stage 6, live and let live, or maybe higher, it's time to help 2 other people do the same. This is how it works, and you've heard me talk about this before, this idea that if we simply help ourselves in our own personal development, which we are often want to do anyway, and then once you get to a comfortable point, because we're never quite finished, are we? Once you get to a comfortable point, just help 2 other people do the same. Help them go through the same journey you just went through. Then in a matter of 32 steps, the entirety of humanity will be at peace with themselves and therefore with each other. So if you find the idea of mentoring others intimidating, don't worry, that's pretty common. You see, even though you've been through it yourself, you might think that you're not ready to mentor someone else through it. But you're so much more ready than you know. If you can cook a meal, you can teach someone else how to cook that meal, right? And you've probably actually done that. So all you're doing is helping someone else do exactly what you have already done. But who? You certainly don't want to force it on anyone who's not interested. But you'll find that life has a way of bringing you the 2 people you need to help. Just be on the lookout for them. They may be your good friends, a family member, or someone you just happen to meet, a work colleague. Who do you know that's going through a rough time? Who do you know who's not enjoying a life of peace and joy? Well, probably quite a lot, but who comes to you for advice? Who naturally sees you as someone that can help them through something? So here's how you do it. Number one, if you are not on lastingpeace.org yet, get over there. The link is in the notes as well. Sign up at lastingpeace.org. You're going to get automatically enrolled in an email course that about every 3 weeks is going to take you through a new stage from stage 1 on. That makes sure that you can shore up any holes in your own personal development. But it also is going to allow you to mark on there that you're taking new students, that you're willing to mentor others. Now, your first 2 students, these are my rules that I ask of you, must be at no charge. Don't charge your first 2. After that, you're going to earn your mentor title, and you can charge all you like. Turn it into a whole business if you feel like it, if you care to take on any more than that. Just show others to the website, share your experience, get them started. As soon as they sign up, they're going to get the email course, just like you, and that will speed them along their journey to a better place. So you don't have to tell them what they need to be doing. The email course will tell them what they need to be doing. So you don't have to worry about that. But you do want to check in with them weekly to monthly, at least once a month, maybe once a week or 2 weeks, so that you can answer their questions. And you're just answering their questions based on your own experience. You don't have to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. You don't have to be finished because nobody's finished. Meanwhile, you're continuing your own growth. You're continuing your own journey. There is no destination at which you're going to say, oh, yes, now I am finished and I can start helping people. No, just start helping people now. Help them through the parts that you have already been through. And remember, you only need to help two people. And then encourage them to help two people as well. And then you can watch your whole tree branch grow. And if you just cannot help, if you just you can't bring yourself to help two others right now, don't judge yourself harshly. You're exactly where you need to be. Just continue your own growth and the time will come. It'll come that you will feel like helping others and others will come to you for help. And that feels really wonderful. So today we're going to talk about the most common questions that I get from my students as they start to help other people or start to feel that pull towards helping other people. And maybe this will help you too. So first of all, but I'm no expert. It's true. Nobody is. None of us are. And no one expects you to be an expert. You're just human. Going through this experience of growth, helping others through nothing more than your own personal experience. Your own humanity is not just enough, it's perfect. Because you're no expert, because you're not perfect, because you're unfinished, that is why they come to you for advice. Because you're one of us. You're just like us, you're just like them. The second question that I get often is, how do I bring it up? How do you bring it up? I would keep it simple. If someone comes to you for advice, just tell them about what worked for you and say, hey, there's this process and I've been following it and it's been really fast and efficient and effective and it's really working for me. Maybe it'll work for you. Tell them you'd be happy to guide them through it. Send them the link. Tell them it's not about money. It's about global peace, one person at a time, and it's working. That's how I'd bring it up. Keep it chill. You never want to push this on people who aren't interested. It's going to sound weird, but you'll just know it when the time is right, when the right people come to you for help. It will just feel right. The next question that I get is, what if I'm not good enough to help them? If you're human, you're good enough. We are here on this earth to help each other. So go back and do the exercises from stage 6 on breaking the trance of unworthiness, because you're feeling a little bit of unworthiness and you need to fix that. You need to let that go. You are so very worthy, and you are more ready than you know. Someone needs you, and you are equal to the task. But what if I still have issues that I'm working out, right? We're unfinished. We all do. The work is never done. We're in this constant evolution and growth. There is no time like the present, so don't worry. Of course you have issues, you're still working out. I have issues, I'm still working out. We all have, we're just peeling this onion, and it never ends. So don't wait to be finished, because it will never happen. And then lastly, what if they are just not ready? This is super important. Don't force people into this journey if they are not ready. This journey is about helping people who are ready to be helped and who want to take this journey for themselves. By no means should you ever, ever push the subject. If they've seen the site and they understand the concept and they're not ready, don't bring it up again. Everyone takes this journey in some form in their own time. And some people want to kind of take the journey in their own way. right? That, you know, the average person, when they take this journey of personal improvement and personal development, as almost all of us do at some point, the average person will just kind of stumble around. You grab a book that looks interesting, you read it, you take some lessons from that, or you forget them, you grab some other books, right? You read some books, you think about some big questions, maybe you keep a journal of your thoughts or whatever, and you kind of bumble around, but you eventually will get there either way, right? Whether you use this process of the stages, or you're going to go through the stages, whether you do it efficiently or not. But if someone's not ready, don't push it, because you don't want a low quality journey. You need to be ready so that you can have an efficient and effective journey of personal development. The other thing I want to point out here is that you've got to mentor in your own way. Each of us is an individual, and each of us will put our own stamp, our own style, on the way in which we mentor. Some people like to mentor one-on-one. That's me. I'm much prefer one-on-one style. Some people like to mentor in small groups, or even large workshops. Some people like to, you know, have a very different style. Whatever style is right for you, whatever fits your strengths and your personality and how you like to interact with people. The key is connection. However you choose to form that connection, whatever format your mentorship might take, it's important that you put your own individual stamp on it, because the people who come to you for advice are coming to you because of your style, because of that uniqueness that you bring to this whole existence. And you don't want to lose that when you're mentoring them through this process. You want to be you, and that's very, very important. So you may find also, just to expand on this topic, that when you start to work with students of your own, their own challenges may not be the same as the challenges that you faced. And so because of that, you can feel a little lost sometimes, like, oh, wow, I don't know how to answer that question of theirs, because I've never been through exactly what they've been through, or exactly the problem that they've got. So refer back to the materials from the book or from the website. It's all in the roadmap. And if you can't find your answer there, send it to me. So if you're working this process and one of your students has a question and you don't quite know how to counsel them on it, send it to me. Join the email list. Send me the question, and I will get you an answer back quickly that you can use to help your students with, and the people that you are mentoring through this process. So there's an entire support structure set up here for you to help you through this process efficiently, and to help you mentor others through this process efficiently, and to help them mentor others through this process efficiently, and so on. You are not alone. You are part of an entire tree that is here to help you. So let me know how I can help. Send in your questions, but make sure that you recognize when people start to come to you for advice, it's a sign that you are putting out that mentorship vibe, and it'll be so easy to help them get to a better place. After all, we're all here to help each other. Make sure you send in your questions. Thanks for joining me this time. If you've not checked out the online ashram, check that out. So cool. Loving it so much. Thinking about doing more live videos, send me your thoughts on that. And until next time, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.